phony sages. Quote, in Lee's scathing attacks on these hypocrites one can see what has become of the grand humanitarian slogans of Wang Yiming and Wang Zhen among the lecturers, who propagated their teachings. End of quote. If there is something to be gained by it and they want to take charge of public affairs, then the lecturers will cite the saying that all things are one body, and it is their duty to serve humankind. If they stand to lose by it, however, and they wish to avoid blame and censure, then they invoke the saying the clearest wisdom is self-preservation, note reference, 22, in order to withdraw from threatening danger, or again, in ordinary times when there is peace, they only know how to bow and salute one another, or else they sit the day long in an upright posture, practicing quiet sitting like a clay image, thinking that if they can suppress all stray thoughts they will become sages and worthies. The more cunning among them participate in the meetings to discuss innate knowledge, secretly hoping to gain some recognition and win high office, but when a crisis comes, they look at each other pale and speechless, try to shift the blame to one another and save themselves on the pretext that the clearest wisdom is self-preservation. Consequently, if the state